fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. I'm going to talk today about what we commemorate as a church today is All Souls Day. Yesterday we celebrated All Saints Day, the solemnity. It was a special day. We celebrate the final victory of our brothers and sisters who've passed from death to life, and they've entered fully into the glory of God. And today we remember those, the faithful departed, our brothers and sisters who have passed from death but are in purgatory, who are literally being purified, the purgation, the process of Jesus completing his amazing work that he began in each and every person who've said yes to him in baptism and have walked with him and have died in a state ready to be able to pass on toward the kingdom of God. And Jesus is going to purify, as he's committed to doing with every single one of us, Jesus is absolutely committed to purifying us so he can present each and every one of us to the Father. He's our elder brother. He's the firstborn of a new creation. He's the one sent by the Father to save us, to rescue us, to make it possible for us to become children of God. And the scripture says so clearly, no one who's in a state of sin can see God and live. When we die, if we're not purified fully at death, Jesus completes that work before he presents us to the Father. And that's essentially what the church understands. And we celebrate, we commemorate today the souls who've passed on in purgatory. The day after, we celebrated the victory of the saints, and it's a great moment to remember who we all are. Here's the communion of saints. Here's the full body of Christ. The catechism tells us there are three states of the church. Here's a quote from paragraph 954 of the Catechism. When the Lord comes in glory and all his angels with him, death will be no more and all things will be subject to him. But at the present time, some of his disciples are pilgrims on earth. That's you and me. Others have died and are being purified. That's those who are in purgatory. While still others are in glory, contemplating the full light, God himself, triune in one, exactly as he is. So today we commemorate those who have passed from this life and are on their way to the kingdom, on their way home to the Father. And it's important for us to be able to remember that the church understands that because we're united together, because we're one communion, that we already share the life of Christ and we're united in love, that we can pray for our brothers and sisters who are in purgatory. And so important for us to remember them. And our prayers, just like the prayers of the saints matter for us, our prayers for those brothers and sisters who are passing through this process of final purification, our prayers, by virtue of the mystery of God's plan and purpose, our prayers matter. And so we offer up our prayers today for our brothers and sisters who are on their way home ultimately to the house of the Father. We're given some beautiful passages today as well in the liturgy. We have an option of using one of two passages in the second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5 and chapter 6. Both of them are important. I'd like to be able to touch on aspects of both of them as we reflect on the day, because the church is trying to help us understand God's work of salvation in us and the stages and how that whole work of salvation unfolds. Here's Romans 5, verse 5 and following. He said, "Brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." What is Christian hope? It's ultimately the confident expectation of the fulfillment of our lives in Christ. Hope is the hope of eternal salvation. Faith opens up for us, allows us to see and understand the reality of what God has accomplished in Jesus. In the passing of his flesh, Jesus himself passing through death and entering into glory, into a whole new way of being, a whole new existence beyond death, an existence that will never die. There's no more tears, no more crying, no more sickness, no more suffering, no more division, no more unforgiveness and hatred and rage and racism and whatever, all the things that are here that manifest the condition of the human heart. It's all gone in the kingdom to come. And we hope that as we, not just wishful thinking, we have a confidence that we're going to share in what we see in the person of Jesus. Because of my own resources and power? No. Because of my own intelligence? Because of human technology in some way? No. I'm going to share in glory. What I hope for is a gift to me. It's relationship with Christ. Becoming members of the family of God, children of God. And how does that happen? And Paul touches on it here. He said, this hope does not disappoint us because the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. How do I know? Where's the confidence come from? It comes from the Spirit. In baptism, I was born again by water and the Holy Spirit. The very Spirit that's in Jesus that animated his life. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he's the Messiah. That means the anointed one, the one anointed with the Spirit. And Jesus gives that Spirit to anyone who asks and says yes to him and follows him. And that Spirit is a down payment. It's like a down payment of a promise of the full life that we're going to be given when we enter into the kingdom of God. Paul goes on, for Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. The condition of the human race, friends, is a condition of helplessness in relationship to salvation. We cannot help ourselves on our own resources. What does that mean? We can't save ourselves. Eternal life, this grace of becoming children of God, is a gift. The very words of Paul, why do I have hope? Because God has done something. God has acted. He didn't act out because I'm compelling him to act because of my own goodness. It doesn't happen by my power and my resource. It's a gift from God. The power to become children of God is a power that Jesus possesses, not a power that Peter Herbeck possesses. I can't make myself a child of God. That's why I'm helpless. But Paul goes on to say, but he died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Who are the ungodly? Who is the ungodly? Me. I was without God in the world. And so is every single human being that is not baptized into Christ, that has not said yes to the light that's been revealed to them about God, about Christ. Jesus came to save the ungodly, to bring them back to God, so we can be like God and share in the very life of God. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How is God's love expressed? When I was in a condition of helplessness, when I walked in the ungodly rage and passion of my heart, when I was separated from God, when, as Paul describes in another place, I was an enemy of God. When I was in that condition, ignoring God, walking in my own ways, God loves us. God loved me and gave himself up for me. While I was still a sinner, it's good to put our name in there today. While Peter Herbeck was still a sinner, Christ died for him. He died for me. How much more than since we are now justified by his blood, that is, the blood of Christ cleanses us of all sin and puts us in right relationship with God. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? What's the wrath? The wrath of God, the justice of God that demands that sin be punished. If I die clinging to my sin, if I die in my sins, and this is why it's such an important time, friends, the church to be characterized by such an urgency, such a passion, and a desire to spread the gospel for the salvation of others, for the salvation of souls, is because many, many people strut through the earth today, pounding their chests and mocking God and mocking the idea of God, a silly, infantile myth, and proudly boast that they have no faith, that they've somehow unmasked the lie that there is a God. They're in the very helpless state that Paul's talking about here. They can't save themselves. And if they die in the attitude of sin, clinging to that sin, refusing to receive the gift of Christ's justification, his blood shed for you to cleanse you so that you can draw near to God. He can purify you so he can make you everything you were meant to be. If we say no to that, if we ignore it, if we stick our nose up to it, we will die in our sin and we'll experience the separation from God, which Scripture calls the wrath of God, the punishment against sin. If I insist that my radical independence, which is rooted in sin, is my identity, then sin is my identity and I'm going to experience the punishment that comes with it. Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once we're reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Reconciled to God through the cross of Jesus Christ, the price that was paid for our sin, Christ died for me. He shed his blood for me. He paid the price I was meant to pay. The punishment of sin that was meant to fall on me has fallen on the Son of God. That punishment shed the blood of Jesus Christ. He was an offering for my sin. And he cleansed me. And he cleansed me so that he could give me his life, so God could come and dwell in me as in a temple. And I, who was helpless in the world, an enemy of God, am now literally the temple of the living God. God's gift, God's love poured into me. Paul says, not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Our boast is not in ourselves. It's not in what I've accomplished and who I am and what I've done. This is something deep in the human heart, friends, and it's killing us. It's killing people every day. People don't want to bend the knee to God. They don't want to recognize God because they want to boast in their own power, their own resources, their own genius, their own ego. I don't need anything. I don't need salvation. What's that? Bunch of religious mumbo jumbo for people who need a crutch, for people who are insecure and easily frightened and scared and need something to console them. Not me. Mm-mm. I don't need that. I'm my own savior. I have everything I need in myself. That's the sin sickness of the human heart. The only way to deal with that is through repentance. Baptism, receiving new life in Christ, entering his church and walking with all who are fallen sinners who've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Nobody can boast. Nobody. But it requires humility. And those we remember today, those who have died in Christ and are in the process of being purified, they've escaped the wrath to come. They're heading home. They're on their way. And Jesus is finishing the process he began in taking on human flesh and what he began on the cross and shedding his blood. And he's applying his cross to their lives. And they're saying yes to it. And there's some pain in that because we're so attached to sin, he has to separate us from it to purify us. But it's all for love. It's burning love of Christ in his heart for each and every person that's bringing that purification, because Jesus has on his mind and in his heart the destiny of bringing every single person in the presence of the Father to offer us back to the Father as a gift. Say yes to him today. Today's the day of your salvation, friends. Reach out to him. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.